The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
Coming to you from the Bordamona Accelerate Green Conference here in the Tullamore Court Hotel, and I'm joined by Sharon Doyle, Head of HR and Corporate Affairs with Bordamona. Good morning, Sharon.
Good morning, Pat.
You like to call yourself the Chief People Officer. It's a much nicer title than Head of HR, isn't it?
Absolutely, Pat. Absolutely.
Chief People Officer.
And a wide-ranging remit as well as everything else.
Now, tell me about Accelerate Green. What is it?
So Accelerate Green is a leading accelerator initiative that helps business owners from across Ireland who are innovating in the sustainable climate solution space, and they're trying to scale their operations both within Ireland and beyond.
How do you select the participants in this scheme?
So we have a thorough selection process. We commence the process around August. We start advertising the programme. In September, we accept applications. We then have two screening rounds. There's a detailed application to be completed. We shortlist down to probably the top 25 companies. They then do a pitch for us. And based on that pitch, we select the top 8 companies to participate in the programme.
OK, and what do you do for these 8 companies when they finally make it to the programme?
So I suppose in terms of those 8 companies, we take them to our Accelerate Green Hub in Bora. That's where we operate out of. They participate on a 6-month programme. They're in part of immersive workshops in terms of mentoring, understanding some of the challenges that they face. We bring in guest speakers and leading experts in finance, commercials, people, logistics, you name it. And we basically work closely with them to look at the opportunities that they see in the sustainability space, and also to help them understand how they can overcome some of the challenges that they face from a scaling perspective.
When you're advertising for candidates for this, what's the headline, the top line? What do each company have to be doing? What sort of activity?
So what we really want to see is we want to see companies that are focused on that climate solution. That they're focused on sustainability, similar to Bordamona. They're on a transformation journey and they really want to scale and make a difference and contribute towards Ireland becoming a climate zero economy.
And then in this accelerator programme, they get all the help they need, the mentoring and advice and so on, and maybe a technological help too?
Absolutely, yeah. Any support they need, we tailor the programme to their requirements. But essentially, we focus on the key business, you know, leadership, commercials, finance, mentoring, challenging their thinking, looking at the opportunities from a different perspective, because often we get, tunnel vision when we believe our way is the only way. So a lot of robust conversations and challenge. And I think a lot of networking opportunities. So the cohort themselves, participants themselves, there's 8 companies today, but we have 42 companies at this stage that have been through the programme. They regularly network throughout the year and support each other with the challenges.
Now, I know people listening, they hear the word sustainability all the time and so on. So maybe the best way to understand what's going on is to give us some examples of the kind of companies, what they do and how they've progressed.
Yeah, no problem. I suppose a couple of companies that I would share with the listeners is around ASL Energy. So ASL Energy offer tailored renewable energy solutions such as solar, battery storage and energy management through a co-ownership model. And they allow their clients to transition to a green economy without investing capital. We have Conry Innovation. Conry Innovation is a marine deep tech company and they focus on developing technology that facilitates sustainable growth in salmon production by overcoming barriers in an environmentally conscious manner.
OK, so it's not all about energy.
Absolutely not, Pat. No, I suppose to be in the energy space is not a requirement of the programme. So we have companies from energy to food. We have a company called IO Agri who are looking at sustainable farming practices. We have a company called Universal Graphics who are focused on innovative branding solutions. So really sustainability is at the core of all of their businesses, but they're not required to be in the energy space.
OK, now you mentioned sustainable salmon fisheries. How does that work?
So in terms of Conry Innovation, and your listeners may not appreciate this, but I suppose there is a lice that grows on salmon that grows at a pace within salmon farms. And basically Conry Innovation have focused on technology and production practices that allow the treatment of that lice in a more sustainable way. So that we can still continue to grow at scale and deliver salmon production.
Traditionally, what do? Do they use chemicals or something?
Traditionally, they use chemicals, and there is also, I suppose, a high mortality rate when they use chemicals. So there's a lot of inefficiencies in salmon production, and what they really want to do is find environmentally friendly ways of addressing those challenges.
Yeah, and also I know years ago we used to cover the worries that they had about wild salmon being contaminated by lice-ridden farmed salmon. Has that challenge been overcome?
That challenge has been overcome, but it's within those production companies now that Connery are focused on supporting them with the challenge of addressing lice in an environmentally sustainable way.
All right. Now, when are you starting your next tranche? When are you advertising again?
Our next tranche, so we will begin advertising in August, with the next applications being accepted in September. And then we will work towards having the 8 companies selected by December, with a commencement of the programme in January 2025.
Now, people listening who may be involved in a company be thinking, I'm not big enough. I mean, how small or how big do you have to be to be mentored by Bord na Mona?
We have actually 2 programmes. So we have a start and a grow programme. So there are opportunities for all SMEs, no matter what size you are. We would encourage you to either reach out to us and discuss your challenges, the opportunities you see in the sustainability space, the size of your business, and we'll help you understand which programme may be more suitable to you.
And the start, suppose you've just got this brilliant idea, but no more than that. Would that be something that you would encourage people to develop then? Would that be part of the start element?
No, ideally they have started and they're looking to scale.
Okay.
We have, internally, we have a new beginnings programme, which is a start your own business programme. And we've had 25 employees who've been affected by Bord na Mona decarbonising over the last number of years. And they have started their own business. So we have only started looking at start your own business programmes. It may be something we consider into the future. But the companies today on the Accelerate Green programmes are already
Without
started.
Focusing on any particular individual, what kind of ideas do the people who work for Bord na Mona come up with?
Really interesting. I suppose we call that programme New Beginnings. We've had 25 participants and the ideas range from tyre depots to gyms. Yeah, to setting up tyre depots, but in locations in the Midlands, I suppose, which are not currently serviced. And providing a round-the-clock service. So they see opportunities in more rural areas to provide the service to smaller communities. One in particular there is Kelly Tyre Services. He has set up just outside Kilcormac Pat. Believe it or not, if you had a puncture, you'd have to go to either Burr or Tullamore, which in that moment can seem like a million miles away. So gyms, we had one employee who set up a gym in Kildare and he's now scaling and he's setting up a second gym. So lots of opportunities. And really what we've seen is people taking the opportunity to step back, reassess where they're at in their life, and consider setting up a business where they've had an idea.
And that wouldn't necessarily have to be under the sustainability banner, the New Beginnings.
Any idea for employees. Now, what we have helped them do is obviously focus on sustainability, because what we don't want is, you know, people to commit to starting up their own business and potentially
polluting.
Not be successful, right? At the end of the day, as an entrepreneur, you're investing money. Sure. You need to see a return for it. So we do have a rigorous process for those employees to ensure that it's the right business decision. It's stress tested before they commit to it.
In other words, it has a future potentially.
Absolutely.
All right, it sounds very exciting. Great job you have, Sharon.
Great job.
Mentoring all of these people.
Absolutely. And, you know, it's made easy by the participants we have on all of the programmes, because they're committed, they really want to make a difference and they have a focus on sustainability.
Okay, Sharon Doyle, Head of HR and Corporate Affairs, also known as the Chief People Officer at Bord na Mona. Thank you very much for joining us here. Next.
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.